What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be recapping Clothes Quarters, the fourth episode of season 14, so don't go too far.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to bring you guys this episode. Lots to talk about. There's a lot of funny things happening tonight on the episode. A lot of sisterly bonding. Mm-hmm. But first, I would love to introduce my lovely panel. Starting next to me, we have the beautiful Shanti.
Hello, everybody. I'm back from Mexico, ready to talk everything Kardashian. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter or YouTube at Shanti Christina.
She looks so tan, too. She looks great.
And I'm loving the eye makeup. Seriously.
Thanks.
And hey, guys, this is Gunwa Zanadine. I am a little under the weather today, but I love my panel so much that I couldn't miss another episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But you can find me on my social media links, which will be found on my website, www.gunwaz.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. So let's get right into this, guys, because we have a lot to talk about. We have tea time. Let's start it. We've got too many things to spill today.
Dish it.
So first, we got to get this tea out real quick.
What are we having this time, Dakota? You know,
this one is like an apple cider tea with a hint of like.
Cinnamon mint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Maybe like a few undertones of cinnamon, but it's great. Are you not gonna have
love it?
Oh, you already poured yourself.
Okay.
Here.
You guys need any? Oh, no, I'm sick. I don't know if that's gonna make me feel better.
Well, don't infect my teapot. All right. So there's a lot going on right now with Rob and China, as always.
Drama.
But basically, Black China sues the entire family, claiming that they are vindictive and want to destroy her. China is furious that the Kardashians pulled the plug on Rob and China season 2 due to it having, as the Kardashians say, bad, unhealthy energy. And China lost out on many, many millions of dollars and possible endorsement deals that would have went along with it. What do you guys think?
Okay, here's the deal. If you are really going for the jugular, if you're going to sue your kids' family, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're just... It's bad. It's bad news. And basically, she's just proving that she's just in this all for money.
That's
clearly what this lawsuit is.
I can't take her seriously. It's totally. She never cared about him. She just did what she had to do. She got pregnant.
For fame. Mm-hmm.
And she's mad. She's really butthurt that she cannot trademark the Kardashian name.
And I know. Here's the thing is Kardashians, they have so many lawyers and she can't fight them. That's going to be impossible.
That's true.
And everyone sees through her.
Yeah. I don't know why she just doesn't try to get her own show on a different network, mm-hmm. like WeTV or, something.
Yeah,
something
like Dissociate herself in the Kardashians.
Nobody wants to watch that.
People if she packaged it right, no. I think she might.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because people watched, Rob and Chyna.
But it's because it had a Kardashian spin to it.
Well, we saw the baby. We got Dream in there. Oh.
Are you Team Chyna?
I'm in the middle with Chyna.
Okay.
Some days I'm here for, some days, I'm not. But I'm just saying, you put Dream in there, like, oh my gosh, my baby's father. Like, his whole family is something else. I cannot believe they won't come to the birthday party or something like that. Mm-hmm. If she did a good packaging deal,
I might
be here for it.
Mm-mm.
I might. At least two episodes.
At least two?
At least two.
Well.
Do you think because she's been on E! That she has some contractual obligation where she can't do a show on a different network?
Ooh.
I wonder.
If the Kardashians are smart, they would have done that.
Yeah.
I can see them doing
but
that.
But, yeah, I would watch the Black China. Like, I was real excited about China and Rob, that show.
Because I was like, I honestly didn't even watch an episode. Sorry, guys.
I watched
Sorry.
It.
I was like, I gotta see this.
It was a train wreck. I enjoyed it.
So, if she does her own thing, maybe.
No.
She's going to lose all her money, though, them.
Yeah.
I really tried to be there for it. I was trying to support Rob, be like, cool. No. We all know. Mm-hmm. We know now. She's so see-through. We can see right through her crap.
Yeah. I mean, we knew from the beginning.
But that was her standpoint. Now, TMZ reports that China was using Coke and drinking morning till night. And then that night, her and Rob went out to the strip club, and she invited a stripper over to spend the night, which they continued to do drugs and drink the entire night while Rob was watching King and Dream in the other room.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay, that makes me furious.
I know.
Honestly. I mean, Does Rob still like her, or what is what is the deal?
I hope he's
Why didn't he leave her like at that specific incident? That is.
But then after that happened, that's not the end of it.
Oh, okay.
After that happened, the next morning he was furious, said that she needs to get her life together. She's not being a good parent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely
and,
not.
She kicked the kicked the stripper out. She became furious. And that is what led to her throwing things and threatening him and hitting
Why
him.
Why did he wait till the next morning to kick the stripper out?
I don't know. The poor kids are in
the
other room.
The kids are in the
Rob,
house.
Grab the kids and leave. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Because he was probably hanging out with them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you really think Rob was just in the room the whole time?
Yeah, I don't
watching
think so.
The kids?
I mean, no. if he disapproved of her being with the stripper in the house, doing drugs when the kids were there, I don't think exactly. He would have ended it right then and there. But he let it go till the next morning.
Exactly.
No. It's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think maybe what triggered him was the fact that he woke up the next morning and the stripper was still there, and that's what made him mad.
More than the drugs with his kids being at home?
Yeah. Maybe. Like, girl,
there's issues with
here?
Rob,
like,
too, man.
Get out.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I'm not for it. I think she's a hot mess, and she needs to be somehow removed from television altogether because I can't handle the wickedness in her heart. I can't. She's wicked.
Wicked.
She's a wicked.
Hot Mess Express.
Yeah, and for the longest time, even like a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, you know, China, she's just kind of crazy. No, she's not a good person, guys. She's not a good person.
Wow.
I'm saying
Dakota.
That right now. I don't like her. I'm not approving.
Wow.
China,
that's intense.
Get your life together.
Ooh, Lord. China watches too. Hey, China girl.
Hey, China.
She definitely watches.
Definitely. She's over here getting mad, you know, tweeting
after
buzz.
She's coming for you.
You better watch her back.
Oh, gosh.
And then Kim and Kanye actually had an intruder come into their oh, here. We see this. This guy, he broke into their gate, went through the front gate. And there was some cars there. He rummaged the cars, stole some stuff from the cars. Then the guys at the front gates found out. They pulled their guns on him. And he ran for his life. And they should have just... I mean, I don't know. They should have at least threw a few shots in the air to scare him a little bit. Because, yeah. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, how did he even get past the gates if they're so secure and everything? Like,
exactly.
Kim, up to the security ever since the robbery in Paris. How is
That's
he even able
understand.
To get in?
It must be somebody from, like, her inner circle of friends that knows him that showed him a way in. Honestly, I can't think of any other way. He looks like a young high school guy, honestly.
Yeah, he does. And how did he get away with this? You know what I'm saying?
And well, his face is right there. I mean,
yeah. I feel like the fact that we see his face, he'll be turned in sooner or later.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is what he looks like.
But how smart, I mean, how dumb is he to not cover his face?
That's so true.
Seriously.
And especially if you're robbing a high-profile
Exactly.
Like, there's going to be camera. And
is he doing it for publicity? I mean,
how?
That's crazy. Like,
I will say though that like he looks like a nice fit young
he
man.
He does.
He needs to get his life together, and you know
we'll work out together. I need
to
work out partner.
Gym 5 days a week.
He does those arms.
This just happened on this last Friday, the 20th. And what's funny about it is the fact that those cars did not even belong to Kim or Kanye. They were just some of the assistants or workers, staff members there who he stole from. And then apparently that same night, maybe before he robbed this or another time. He might have robbed Kathy Griffin's house, which was the neighbor, and took a purse and then ditched it in like the bushes or something. And then maybe a few nights before, I'm not sure the timeline, Mariah Carey's house got hit, and she lost a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like 50K.
Yeah, 50K. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same guy. If it is, I'm like, wow, how are you able to get away with this? Like,
seriously. I think the Kathy Griffin thing was in the same night. Like, after he left Kim's house, he went to Kathy Griffin's. But then I think the Mariah thing had to be a separate thing.
If you had guns pulled on you, though, wouldn't you, like, run away and not come back to the neighbors?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused about that.
Maybe he was on something.
Or maybe he went to Kathy's before and then went to Kim's.
Maybe he was under the influence.
He
was
I mean, he has to be still going back.
Like,
yeah, drugs.
I didn't get anything at this house. Let me try the next house.
Maybe he's one of Scott's friends. Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows?
Or China's.
Oh, China's like, here, do the dirty work. Go on. I mean, who knows? She's been with a few guys recently. So, anyway, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, Caitlyn.
We love her. She
Speak
actually
for yourself, Dakota.
I actually felt bad. I felt bad for her.
You did?
Because she was supposed to receive an award from the St. John's Well Child and Family Center, and for her charity work and stuff. And the community got outraged that this was happening and said she did not deserve it and that her attendance would be a distraction. So they said, okay, we retract our award that we were going to give her, and she is no longer invited or attending the event.
Wow.
And Caitlyn released a statement saying, you know what, I get that my presence is a distraction. I only want the best for the community. And,
that's nice.
And I hope that the event goes well. And you guys, I will not be attending, but I hope to still contribute the best that I can. So mm-hmm. I was like, that's nice, especially for someone saying, oh, we're giving you an award. Never mind, we're taking it back. That's yeah. kind of...
That seems a little tacky. Yeah.
Tacky. But one thing I did want to point out about this photo is the fact that the valet guy is staring at Caitlin's butt. Like, hardcore. Which I thought was kind of funny. But I just... I don't know. Wouldn't you feel very ashamed of... Like, you would feel bad about yourself if someone was like... If the community was that crazy and, like, not crazy, but the community was that passionate about you not attending, wouldn't you feel bad?
I definitely would, but I must say I'm not a fan of Caitlyn Jenner, but I can't deny that I do respect the way that she handled everything. Mm-hmm. That was very professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's just messed up. Like, don't give me this award and because a few people have a little something to say, yeah. It's like, let's take it back. Like, I feel like I still helped you out. I'm still donating to your charity. I'm still putting in the work. I think, you know, she still deserves the award. She did the work. She should get rewarded for it.
Yeah, because I think she contributed a lot of money. So it's like...
And then what if she were to say, hey, give me my money back? Like
But if she does say, give me my money back, then that shows her true intentions, which was to get an award. That's true. The fact she handled it that way, that shows that she does come from a good place, and she really wants to help out.
I still would ask at least for 25%. Listen, she's not going to play me. After the things I've been doing for you all these years? No, oh, God, I need 25% back. You understand. Ask the community.
Oh. It's like if the community doesn't want me, give me my money. Run me my money.
If they don't want me, then they don't want my money either. 25.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. Okay, so this lovely lady named Sandra, right? She has this bakery, and it is called Kardashian Bakery. The Kardashians were mad because they're thinking, we're not going to have you have our name on your bakery. So they're trying to get it to where she is not able to do so. Her response was the best response ever. Let me get this right because I definitely want to not mess this up. She says, Sandra is the owner, and she says that is her last name, so she should be able to use it as well.
It is her last name?
For sure.
Yeah. Wow. So she said,
more power to you, Sandra. Yes. That's awesome.
She's like, I should be able to use my last name because it is my last name. Apparently, her last name is spelled with a C instead of an S for Kardashian. But she said because most people pronounce it this way, she did it like that. And then she goes on to say, technically, my husband is related to them. I don't think they are aware of this. My husband's father is related to their grandpa. And she said, I would talk to them. They are still family at the end of the day.
Wow.
Love it. Love that response.
I love that. I mean, who would have thought? Like, they don't know that they're related. That's funny.
But they're related, but the name was spelled differently?
Yeah.
With a C.
Yeah. Well, how are they related then if the last name's different?
That's true, but that's just what she has to say. I'm sure they'd have to do some genealogy to figure out if she's lying or not. Mm-hmm.
The pizza looks good.
I know.
Is this in California?
No, I believe this is Michigan. So it's kind of...
Well, let her have her money. If she's in Michigan.
She's not even in L.A.
I know. Like, let her do her thing.
Yeah.
She's in a whole other state.
I like her. I mean, I kind of watched like an interview where she did, and she was like not wanting the business to close down. And she's cute. Like she's just a lady trying to make money. Like,
exactly.
And it's her last name. Give her a break.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
But
I would think the Kardashians would be honored. Like people are naming places after our last name. Like we're that legit.
But then
they have to trademark it though.
Yeah. Because then everyone would be using
it. People can't make money off of their name. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm. Interesting.
Another thing that I was kind of interested in.
Isn't there some sort of thing that said that people can't trademark names? Like, because didn't Beyonce try to do that with Blue Ivy?
Ooh, really?
You're not allowed to trademark a name.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay. Ooh, that's interesting. But since it's such a big brand and it's a last name, I don't know. But I get what you mean. Blue Ivy. So did the Blue Ivy thing not go through?
Yeah, I don't think that they would let her trademark it.
Wow. You're getting on Beyonce's bad side? Okay. You don't do that. You don't do that.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Who knows? But another thing I was excited about was Kylie's prom dress is now on sale. This was a really cool night because I remember when she did this and I was just so excited to see that episode. And the prom episode is actually the episode that Will Ontiveros, who was our guest last week, he produced. He made up that segment and he made it happen. And so this dress is on sale. I think it sold for only $695, but all the... or the majority of the proceeds went to helping the victims in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's nice. I was about to say, why is she selling it? She has enough money. Maybe she could donate it, but that's a good cause.
Yeah. So I was like, that's so cool. And there's actually, if you guys are interested, there's a lot of products from hers, Chloe's, and Kendall's closets that they're selling. Mm. And they're actually going for very affordable prices for the majority. A lot of their sunglasses are going for like $120. Some went for $80.
Very nice.
I'm like, I want some of Kylie's sunglasses. I'd make it work. So make sure to check that out, because that's really cool. If you want to like own something that's from one of your favorite celebrities and then at the same time helping the victims, that's cool.
That's good.
I love that. And then another thing that went on was Kendall and Kylie went on a double date to Horror Nights at Universal. And Blake Griffin was there with Kendall, and then
wait, who are those?
That's not to be shown yet.
Okay.
So Blake Griffin was there, and then not only that, but then obviously Kylie had Travis Scott there.
Wow.
And onlookers said that Kendall and Blake looked like they were having fun, and then Kylie sat out on some of the roller coasters because she's pregnant.
Right.
And so that's just another hint that she's really pregnant. And she was like, you know what, Travis, like everyone said, she was like, go ahead. And she stayed back and didn't ride some of the roller coasters. And she was wearing very, very large hoodie and leggings. So she's still hiding that baby bump. She's not giving it up.
I know. She's going to wait all the way till the baby is born to let us
know. Yes, I was. No, until the end of the Kardashian season. Season finale.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. What do you think, though? If you were pregnant, would you go to Horror Nights where anyone could just jump out and scare you? Like, wouldn't that, like, distress your body? Or, like,
Dude, I'm not even pregnant and I would not go anywhere. No. Oh, my God. Haunted houses? Like, never.
I hate that stuff.
No. Yeah.
Or I hate being scared.
It's all dark, too. Like, someone could run up and hit you and run away. Like,
dude,
you know
true story. They once shut down a haunted house because of me. That's how terrified I was. Oh, yeah. I'm not, like, no, get them away from me.
I ain't gonna do it.
So I don't know if you're pregnant and you're doing that. You must be super brave, Kylie.
Well,
yeah.
They probably have security guards surrounding them.
Maybe.
I
would hope.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's
no
way.
But what's the fun in that? Like, security's blocking everybody. I'm gonna get scared.
Maybe that's why she felt comfortable going. Who knows?
Maybe.
I mean, if I had security guards, I'd probably go to Horror Nights. I'd be like, all right, whatever. I'm not gonna get scared. My security will get scared, and I'll just be behind them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're ready for the next one.
Okay, wait, what is this all about? Who are these?
Do you remember yes. Courtney and Khloe Take Miami when Courtney experimented with her sexuality and was kissing her friend?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, now we're ready for the next photo. Guess who it is, you guys?
Oh.
From Orange is the New Black.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, she was obviously like an actress, and that whole thing was like a staged
situation. That's what I'm
saying.
Her name is Jackie Cruz. And it's so funny. That's why I thought to bring this up, because it's so obvious. I mean, she's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
They hired, okay, we're going to have an episode where Courtney kind of experiments with some stuff.
So they hired an actress to do it.
Mm-hmm. And here she is now on Netflix. This is Orange is the New Black. Her character's name is Flocka, I think. Flocka, yeah.
Mm.
And so I just thought that was interesting.
Very interesting.
I dug it out of the vaults. This is old news, you guys, but for me it was new news. So
new news.
Random.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who else on the Kardashian shows have been like actors.
That's a good point.
Or I guess maybe working actors today on something that is big as Orange is the New Black.
I wonder whatever happened.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
You just coughed on Howard the Third?
It was either me coughing on Shanti or Howard.
Thank you.
I got your back.
I appreciate you.
He's like, I'm not trying to get sick.
Okay, I got things to do. I need to hang around Chloe, who is, you know, allegedly expecting. I can't be sick with the baby.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be sick anymore. All right.
Sick with the pregnant stomach.
That's hilarious. And then lastly, I wanted to bring up the fact that Brody Jenner was stopped by TMZ and basically he said he has not spoken to the sister since the baby news, but he says, I wish them all the best. You know, like, cool. But, like, he's not been talking to them.
Because they don't really have a connection now. I mean, they weren't really close to begin with.
I agree.
So now he just needs to keep up with Kendall and Kylie, and that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I had a lot of stuff for news and gossip this week for Tea Time. I am into this segment. I dig deep into the internet, you guys.
I can tell, dude. I can tell.
Thank you, Dakota, for doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm into it, you guys. Of course. Okay, so now let's get into the recap of the episode. This is season 14, episode 4, titled Clothes. Quarters.
Very interesting name.
Right? It revolves around, you know, what happened?
I'm just laughing at Howard. I don't know why. It's his face expression. I can just stare at Howard forever and just be entertained.
Because you're crazy.
So shady.
Shady Howard.
Shady. Okay, so this episode started very funny note. Chrissy Teigen was there. Yeah. And Chrissy Teigen's dad says he's a big fan of the show. He was like, oh, I know who Jonathan Chabon is. I know... And then they're like, who's your favorite Kardashian? Well, Kim now. I thought it was Khloe, but she kind of fell off. Or said something like she kind of did something.
And I want to know where she fell off and, like, what made him transition from Khloe to Kim.
But I feel like Kim didn't know how to take it. She was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awkward. That is very awkward.
You would think they'd be used to it, though, because I'm pretty sure they run up to him like, oh, I love you, but, you know, Kendall's my fave.
Yeah, but I find it so weird when people ask you, like, oh, who's your favorite? Like, and you have them right in front of you. You're kind of forced to say that person.
Yeah.
It's weird. I hate the whole comparison between siblings. I find that super weird.
Kim just was acted awkward, though. It's like, okay, it's one thing if it's a rando, but it's one of your best friend's dads. Like, at least act like, oh, that's so funny. Like, ha, 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 ha. But no. She was like, okay.
I don't know.
But a lot of this episode revolved around Kendall and Courtney not being that close, which is something that I guess I can see now, but like...
I didn't notice
it. It was so weird. Like, we've never heard that before ever on any of the seasons or the episodes, so that kind of came out of nowhere to me.
I know.
And she's like, what if it's awkward? And Chloe was like, you guys are sisters, which is true. They're sisters, so why would it be awkward? I don't know.
And they go to Santa Barbara. They're wanting to plan this trip, but Courtney makes sure to invite Chloe because she's like, I don't want it to be awkward, like you said. Mm-hmm. So do you personally think that it would have been better for Courtney and Kendall to go together by themselves?
I mean, they did have their alone time at the end. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it was a problem that Chloe went. I just want Chloe everywhere. I love Chloe. She's so fun.
She's your fave.
She really is. She is.
Mm-hmm. She's the fave.
She's amazing. I think... It's hard to pick, but Chloe's just Chloe. She's amazing.
Yeah, she has a good heart.
She really does. And then another thing that was really funny was the whole, you know, Kim packing for Chloe. That's the kind of keeping up with the Kardashian scenes that I like. The silly ones.
Yeah.
It's not so serious and, like, everyone's so elite. Like, they were having fun. Kim was breaking into the house and, like, it was just funny to watch.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a little weird, though, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't... If my sister would come up to me and be like, I need to change your style so your style could look more like mine, I would be kind of offended.
Speaking of that, let's have a little poll right here. Let's get Kim and Chloe's photos out, and then we're going to see whose side we're on in this. Are you with Chloe? You think she should be able to do her own style and she looks amazing? Or are you with Kim that she needs to change it up a little bit and trust her? You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, please, please do not pull, like... Both? Okay. Oh. All right. Ready?
All right. Ready, set, go.
Oh, my gosh. She did both.
I took her Chloe because I knew she was going to pick Kim. Like, Chloe all the way. Are you guys? No. I thought that was so weird of Kim. Like, I don't know. It kind of made me feel that Kim is too full of herself. She kind of seemed a little too cocky right there. Like, I have the best style. I'm going to dress you just the way I dress. Who said she wants to dress like you? What if she doesn't like your style?
I love Chloe's fur.
I love Chloe's style, too. It's so edgy. Like, I love everything with fur.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, perfect for Chloe. Like, it doesn't... Kim needs to know, like, Kim does her own thing. Just like Chloe said, she's like, you and Kylie are the sex bots. And, you know, I'm the one who's just cool. I don't do the sexy thing. That's you and Kylie. And, you know, Kendall has her modeling. And Courtney's a mom. So she doesn't, you know, whatever. Like... Mm-hmm.
I'm all about individuality, and I think that Chloe's style is so good. It's so fun.
It is.
And,
it
like,
is.
Even that photo that that they were kind of making fun of, she had, like, this big fur thing and, like, a white bandana and, like, two pigtails.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like that? I thought she looked amazing.
It. Yeah.
I don't like that.
And the whole outfit when Kim was like, she's copying me with that outfit, the jeans and the shirt. Girl, these are two different shirts.
I know.
It doesn't mean if you're wearing black and jeans, she's copying your style. I thought Chloe looked better in that outfit, just saying.
I did too. Okay. I do this to my sister. I'm like, let me help you. We just have such different styles, so I do the same kind of thing. That's why I voted for Kim. But it was kind of funny.
No, it was funny towards the end. At the beginning, you rubbed me off the wrong way, because I'm like, Kim, who said your style is the best?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then towards the end, I'm like, okay, I know she's doing it from a good place, because, like, if I'm doing it from a good place, maybe I'd buy some outfits for my sisters. Mm-hmm. But like, hey, I think these would look great on you. But not how she worded it, where she's like, yeah, I think it's going to be different. I don't know, that line where Chloe was like, where you and Kylie are like, you know, the hot sisters or whatever. Yeah. And how is my style going to be? And Kim goes something along the lines of, that's why it's going to be difficult.
Yes, when she said it, I
was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
No, Kim.
I was like, see, oh, well, maybe I should have put up both two, because I liked how Kim used Chloe's clothes.
Yeah, that was nice.
I did like that. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, it does open up your eyes to know, like, hey, I do have some cute stuff. Maybe I could put it like this. It's just the way Kim went about it. So I was like, girl, why didn't you just start off like that? Like, hey, let me just put some a little clothes, you know, like a little outfit to you for you or something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally agree. And I think that it was kind of funny, though. And I really liked how much time Kim put into it, like the photos and everything.
That was creative. Oh,
yeah. It was creative. It was cute. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, she worded it wrong, but she's just trying to help her sister out in a sense. So I don't know. I kind of get both. I like that they did it because it made for good TV. It was funny. But
yeah,
I would
funny.
Be a little offended.
I would just tone it down a little bit, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I love Kim. I think she's hilarious. Like, the fact that she did this, amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like funny Kim.
Funny
she
Kim is the
funny.
Best.
She is funny, yeah.
What do you guys think of this whole repeating Scott thing going on? Scott is dangerous.
Next.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
No, but for real, he's
well, that's
dangerous.
Just what I meant.
He's dangerous.
For my
you
comment.
Know, He keeps getting all these phone calls. Courtney keeps getting these phone calls.
He just needs attention.
He's looking for attention.
He's like a little baby.
I'm sorry, no offense. I know we have two men on this panel, but you men can be such attention seekers sometimes.
So
I know you blame
true.
Us ladies, but seriously, men need so much attention.
It is
no,
so true.
Sorry.
No,
yeah.
It's you ladies that make
no,
us
boy,
need
no.
the attention.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Where'd the sound go?
Oh.
Something happened.
See that? Nobody wants to hear you.
Brianna, can you hear us?
I thought you was lying.
Hello? Everybody listening?
I can't hear anybody. If Brianna's there, can you hear us, Brianna? I don't hear you.
We talked about something so sensitive that... Whoops.
Should we move on? I don't know.
Hello?
Power went out. I'm going to continue.
Oh, she said, I can
hear Okay, you. She can hear us. Okay, good.
Oh, okay, so, that was awkward.
Yeah, so Court's super distracted for this whole trip. And Court is just super distracted. Because I'm like, I can't hear you guys now.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. I actually like this a little bit better. I'm not going to lie.
But Courtney's super distracted the entire time. So she can't enjoy herself at this trip because all this stuff's happening.
Yeah, but I don't blame Courtney. If I had a boyfriend or an ex that was very, you know, was going through a hard time, I'd be very invested in what's going on. And I like the fact that Kendall was actually very understanding. She looked bored. She looked like she was about to fall asleep, but she seemed very understanding. It's like, I get it.
Yeah, I get that. I love it.
Do you guys get Kendall's personality? Mm. I don't understand.
Does she seem bored?
No, but like in general, I don't know what she's like.
You know
what?
I think she's a very simple person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's very chill. Yeah. She's whatever. She's not an attention seeker like some of her sisters.
Mm-hmm. Which I like.
Seriously, yeah. I think she's down to earth, but she might be a little too boring sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's just real chill. Like,
she's very chill.
Maybe that comes off negative to some people, but I think that she's just, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You don't need to look
I don't know.
Too much into
it. The mics
it.
Are on.
Do you think, okay, we're good. do you think, though, that's just her personality and, like, she's totally cool, but, like, she looks bored. She looks bored.
I know.
She's always bored.
But I loved the whole pranking her while she was sleeping.
Oh my gosh.
The chocolate
scared.
Prank was hilarious. I want to try it on my sisters.
I'm going to do it to Howard. when he's sleeping.
No, when we do our end Kardashian wrap up, Shanti, don't go to sleep first.
Oh.
For you.
Instead of you better watch your back, you better watch your crack.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. That's a good one.
But then we see them get drunk at the winery. That was hilarious.
Now she fell.
Oh my gosh. And, Kendall falling. And that entire thing, I was so there for it.
I don't think I've ever seen Kendall drunk, so that was kind of fun.
That was fun. I want to drink wine with Kendall. I just maybe won't ride bikes.
I really liked Courtney in this episode.
Yeah. She was a lot
she
of fun.
She was so much fun, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's how Courtney got her groove back.
Yeah.
Get mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
Groove.
You don't get it?
No.
How, like, how Stella got a groove back with that yeah. movie?
Oh, my God.
Come on,
well, she wasn't
coward.
With the man. It was just Courtney and...
I know, but, like, she's coming alive. Like, oh, yeah. she's coming back to herself now she that is. The breakup is
she's
over.
She's so goofy, like, her picking the nose hair out of
that's
Chloe.
That's what
like...
the single life does to you guys. So stay single,
I'm
ladies.
Boring. We... I don't know about you guys. I'm boring and single.
I'm a fun single. I'm a fun single, you guys.
I'm a... Yeah, I'm a fun single and...
I'm a fun relationship person, too, but, like...
Yeah, I mean...
There's no ladies knocking like, on my door
like
right
a
now.
Kid, I sound like a kid right now, so let's... That didn't come off right.
The
sickness is getting to my head, you guys.
I swear, you guys, right. we have not been drinking.
We're
I promise.
Going crazy.
I swear.
Yeah.
Anyway, so at the end of the day, Kim will not style Chloe. She said no. So
she resigned. Wants,
so she resigned before she started.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Those days are over.
Oh, you know what I did like? Because I feel like I'm being so negative against Kim. Like, I don't mean to, but you know what I did like about Kim? The fact that she was sick. And even though she's sick, she decided to go to Scott and talk to him so Courtney can have a good time on the vacation. So that was really nice.
That was that nice. Was
half
nice.
Naked.
That yeah, too. That's inappropriate,
like,
right?
I was like, put a bra on.
I agree. Yeah, I thought that was inappropriate.
I was like, I know you're, you know, sweatpants, hair tie, chilling with no makeup on, but girl,
just a little extra.
If you go into his house, put on a sweater, you don't just show up with a crop top white beater at that see through.
No
bra. So weird. It's, no.
I know. I love his line where he's like, are y'all just going to just be like, no. tits out at the funeral?
He's
like,
so funny. He's a character to me. I wish he can get his life together because yeah. I actually do like him.
I know. He's I think, entertaining.
He
I
is.
He might have been on cocaine, though, during the time
he
when
was
Chloe,
on something.
When Kim went to go visit.
Yeah, he was on. He was on there.
Really?
Yeah. There was something altered in his personality that I've never seen him like that before. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He
all
definitely.
Right.
I think he was on cocaine, to be honest. That's just what I think.
Kids, if you're watching
this...
Why'd
you got this? A pinpoint
in? Seriously. No, kids, if you're watching this, stay away from drugs. Seriously.
Stay away from all drugs, you guys.
Yeah, all drugs.
Just the side effects that I've heard about, that is what it is. You just act like...
Was that what he was doing?
Okay, moving on. Moving on.
He was weird. Anyway, we love you, Scott. Just get the help you need, boy.
Yeah.
And then... Okay, so let's talk about this. I do want to say, in the end, Courtney and Kendall kind of talk it out. They seem like they're good, everything. But I did want to do, like, a little bit of a Kardashian corner on whose side you are on.
Ooh.
Basically saying, are you with Kendall? Do you think that Kendall is putting in work to try to get, you know, closer to Courtney? Or do you think Courtney's the one who's kind of being a little bit standoffish? Like, the whole church incident that they talked about. Who do you think is putting in more effort, Kendall or Courtney? Let me know when you're ready.
Three.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Three. Two, one.
Ooh! All right, I'm interesting. What? Why did you guys say Kendall?
Go ahead, Howard.
Well, I think tell Kendall us. Is just chill. I mean, she's the one, I think, she's the one who's tried to put in, the most effort. But she's probably like, listen, I'm walking all these catwalks. I can't be up you, like, be around you 24/7. I'm going to send my little text and say, hey, girl, I'm in the city. Let's hang out. If you don't respond back, well, listen, I tried.
I know. That's what I think. I think that Kendall even said, do you want to sit with us? And Courtney's like, no.
Exactly.
Like,
and she always says, Courtney, when you come to the city, you never hit me up.
Right.
You know I stay in the city. Mm-hmm. I'm 21. I can hang out with you now. Like, we can go wherever we want to.
Right. What do you
girls
think?
LA to Calabasas is not a short drive.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
The reason why I said Courtney is because it was her idea to do the whole trip. It wasn't Kendall's idea to hang out. So that shows that Courtney is really trying hard to strengthen their relationship.
I agree.
No, it's a little too late now. It's too late, Courtney.
I mean, she is putting in some work now. So I
guess.
Will say that.
Yeah. And don't forget, she went through a lot of hard times with Scott. He's a lot to deal with by himself, so...
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what? She didn't have to be texting at that dinner when they were in Santa Barbara. She was just sitting there. It made it look like she was sitting on her phone the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, we get the Scott thing is happening, but, you know, put the phone down. Be present.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I loved when Chloe said that very, nonchalantly. Maybe we should just be present. I was like, okay, girl, put your phone down.
Yeah.
But in this week's segment for Kardashian Beauty Breakdown... Our lovely lady Shanti here sent in a video reviewing one of Kim's recent outfits, and we're excited for you guys to see it.
Guys, it's really cold. I'm putting my jacket on.
I know, it's a little chilly in the studio, but...
You guys, this is embarrassing because I'm getting sick again. don't watch it.
It's a good video.
Well, I'm going to watch it. We love it.
In our Kardashians style segment today, we have I Love You and I Love You Not. In I Love You, Kim K was seen heading to dinner in Brentwood, California in a skin-tight new dress with strappy, knee-high gold heels. I love, love, love this look. I think Kim can totally rock the nude colors, and she looks absolutely glowing in this pic. Now, in I Love You Not, Kim was spotted at New York Fashion Week in a leather bandeau top and jacket, high-waisted sheer black tights, and a black thong underneath. Okay, you guys, this is my worst nightmare. Usually my tights are used to cover everything up. The last thing I want to do is show off what's going on down here. The only explanation I can come up with is Kim K got ready in the dark and forgot an article of clothing. Guys, let me know what you think of these outfits in the comments.
That's hilarious.
Girl, you said everything I was thinking. Seriously.
I can't do that.
And you want to dress Chloe?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, looking like this?
Yeah,
okay. No, that was not cute.
I mean, she did look good, but...
No. Dakota, let's be real. You really thought the outfit was like...
I mean, it was... I wish that she would have maybe not had it so sheer because it was kind of weird, but like,
no,
she looks good in
it. Wasn't...
No. No, oh, she needed some real pants.
Dakota, you've been overhauled.
Dakota, she needed real pants.
But if you like look at her from the waist up...
Yeah, but you, when you look at her walking, you don't look at her from the waist up. A lot of people look at her from the waist down, so...
Well, okay. But let's flash back to like the Kindle... Met Gala dress where she had her whole butt out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that dress either.
I didn't care for that one. Mm-mm. Anyway.
I liked Kylie's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kylie's
hot.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think about Kim at the Met Gala? I was into that, too.
Boring.
Yeah, she looked cute.
I was bored. That white
thing?
Isn't
the white?
Yeah, the white thing. It was
so
boring.
It was very simple. Yeah, yeah.
It was simple, but it was cute and simple. Cute.
No, you can't afford being simple when you're Kim.
But at the Met Gala, where it's all about what you wear, you think that you would not go simple.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, less is more.
No, Kim, no. You're Kim Kardashian. Come on now.
Yeah.
She rocks it all, guys. She can rock it all.
You're the nicest host.
Dakota
ever.
Is obsessed with Kim.
Seriously, if you guys can't tell, like, seriously.
I love Kim, too. That's why I need to let her know about some of these outfit choices, because I say it with love. Right. You know I love you, but you needed pants. That's all.
You needed pants.
I'm just happy she decided to wear underwear, you guys. We'll see.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I want to see what the back of that outfit looked like.
But she had the blazer on, right? So,
yeah, I probably covered it. She knew.
Anyway, you guys, tonight's been a mess, but we love you. We've had fun. We've had a good time. We've laughed. We've cried. You've been here for it all. So thank you for that. let us know in the comments below what you guys think about what you want to see more of on our show. If you want to see more news and gossip, more episode recap, more beauty breakdown by these lovely ladies. And to next week, I think it's just going to be these two.
Yeah, Shanti and Howard. Me and Dakota, unfortunately, will not be here.
Ditched.
So try not to miss us, you guys. No, it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. But we have sent in segments, so you will see us still.
Yes,
yes.
And we love you guys. We'll see you very soon. Where can we find you on social media?
Instagram, Shanti underscore Christina Shanti. I don't know my name.
I like that name, though. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Ginwezi.
You can follow me on Twitter at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and my show Millennial Hollywood on Popcorn Talk Network.
Yay!
On Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so make sure you tune in. We love you guys, and we will keep up with you later.
Bye!
Bye.
You guys.
Phil Svitek and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.